Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Worldwide. Podcasting since 2005. Take it out. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Here we go. Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 679. This is your host, Danny, and I'm back here in Miami. Wow, what a great, great trip over there at Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo. I had a blast. I was there for almost a week, you know, doing my whole media tour. So be on the lookout for different interviews that hopefully is going to go live this week or pretty soon in a couple of days that was recorded when I was there. Thanks to everybody that have been helping me out when I was there too. You know, Alejandro, Angelica, saludos to my cousins, Rosalind and Pamela, for helping me out and everything too in Santo Domingo. And everybody in the podcast community, in the tech community over there that had a great time over there. So, you know, shout out to Robert, Alan DeMonte, and also Corina from Chess Space. Great, great location, great venue. Love that place over there too. So, but stay tuned. There's a lot of big things that's coming up in the future about me and Gamertag Radio, so stay tuned. So this week we have another interview that was recorded over there in Santo Domingo. I really wanted to learn more about the gaming community, the local gaming community over there in Santo Domingo. So I invited a popular YouTuber. His name is Mecha. He has a website called Super Jugadores, Super Players. He has a YouTube channel that's really, really popular over there. And I'm going to play their interview right now, and we'll be right back after this.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're live here still in the Dominican Republic in Santo Domingo, and we have a well-known YouTuber here in Santo Domingo. His name is?
Mecha,
and your name of your YouTube channel?
Super Jugadores, it means super players.
Super players. So yeah. Tell me how you came up with the concept of doing this, man. Because I know on YouTube it says that you've been doing it for a very long time, but you just did it for a reason, right?
Yeah, the thing is that before I started YouTube, I was working, I had a blog. Like the first blog of players, and I had like a community that I worked to be like the biggest community on the country for video gamers. Mm-hmm. That was like my main goal, and I think that I reached it. I had a point where I have like 10,000 users on a forum and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing, so I did the blog, then the forum, and then I tried to do the next thing, and it was YouTube. So I tried with YouTube and it worked. People reacted to what I was doing and I continued doing it. And actually that is what I do most right now. So I don't do the blogging thing. I don't do the forum thing. So I'm YouTuber right now.
And it's all just pre-recorded, edited, right? It's not live YouTube, live on Twitch.
And I want to do some things live, but the thing is that internet here sucks. So I try to do my thing with some quality level, so I don't want to do like a bad stream. When I do my first stream, it had to be like a good quality. So until I had that level of internet speed, I'm not working with that. The YouTube videos are actually working pretty well, so I don't have like any pressure to do live right now, so it's okay.
See, like I haven't been here in a very long time in Dominican Republic, and you know, when I lived here, gaming was pretty big from the time when I was here with Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Whoa. It was really popular and stuff.
Yes.
Now I see a lot of Xbox, a lot of PlayStation. Little Nintendo here now with the Switch, and you know.
No, I'm a Nintendo fan.
Oh,
yes.
You're a Nintendo fan?
Yeah, don't mind.
I gotta show you the Switch because I have the Switch.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I have have a Wii U, that's more, even
I,
more.
I have the Wii U.
Oh, okay.
Wii U.
Well,
I love the Wii U. Love the Wii.
If you got the Switch, that's a thing. But if you got the Wii U, then you're the purest Nintendo
yes,
fan.
And I have the 3DS.
Oh no, that's okay.
I have the 3DS.
Okay. Well, I got a DS.
The DS.
The DS. No,
the original one.
Yeah, okay. before the 3D hype and stuff. Yeah, so I like the true one.
So I mean, how is the gaming community here? You know, I had a couple people that I spoke to a couple days ago, and they were telling me from their point of view the gaming community here. But for those listeners that don't know much about the Dominican Republic, how big is the gaming community?
Yeah, I can say that it is big. It is big. We have a lot of players, and this is like one of those stuff that is like in the golden era. I can say that if you make a video game event, people are gonna come. You know, it's like there's not a lot of community that can say that. For example, we got the Rock players community, and everybody likes Rock, but no one goes to the events.
Yeah.
So they don't have any money.
Yeah.
But we can create event by ourselves, and people go to the events, and the tickets sold out and stuff like that.
Wow.
So actually, it's pretty huge, and we got diversified. We got like esports community. We got like casual players community, Pokemon Go community. So it's very diversified, but it's really huge. I work in the biggest event that we have done. It was called Feria Marta Morena, and it was an event that got like 10,000 people per day.
Wow,
for 3 days. So when you have like an event that had 10,000 people for 3 days in a country that is not that big, then you got something, you know. And I think that the community is pretty great.
That's awesome, man. Never heard of that, man.
Yeah, cool. I'm gonna show you cool. some videos. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Why is it to you? Why is it so important for people to know? Like, look, we have a big, huge gaming community here in the Dominican Republic. You know, because usually people will always think United States, Europe, maybe Australia, and other, even Japan.
Yeah.
But the islands in the Caribbean is like.
Well, the thing is, actually, we got some really good pro players here, and we got like the top Tekken player. We got it like for a few years, and we got really good players on the esport community.
That's awesome.
So there's like really a lot of people that like that type of gaming, and the casual gaming is huge. It's like everyone game on a way or another. It can be like mobile gaming, or it can be a console, but it's pretty natural here to people for a game.
So let me ask you, what was it that made you like decide, like, man, you know what, I'm gonna start my own YouTube channel and just concentrate on that, because you know I get to see your views, and it's pretty good, you know. And you have an audience outside of Dominican Republic. You have an audience.
Yeah, actually, it's the big audience. Actually, right now, Dominican Republic represents the 4% of my audience.
Why is that? Why is it that here we're like the Dominicans are not really? Because you say it's a big gaming community here supporting, you know, but why is it that they're not supporting local websites, YouTubers?
Well, actually, people like me here, and I ain't kind of big for saying something. So they know me. The thing is that demographically, we are a small country. And when you have like countries like Mexico, if you got like 1% of Mexico, that is like 10 Dominican Republic.
Yeah, that's
so
true. That's
so
true.
That the thing is, it's not that they don't support me. It's just that we are so small compared to Colombia, to Mexico, to Spain, and that's why my biggest audience is from those countries. And actually, I feel pretty good because
I represent
something like what you're doing outside.
Yeah, that's really cool, man.
Yeah.
So, do you have any crazy stories of anybody that view you from like a random place you never thought in a million years? Somebody.
Oh man, sweet. Sweden, that's pretty
Sweden?
Wild. Sweden. And there's like a lot of countries that you hear on the TV, but you never thought that somebody will be like not only viewing you, but actually following you, like from Chile, Ecuador, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. And in Mexico, oh man, I got so many people in Mexico.
In Mexico?
Yeah, I'm pretty huge.
They do support a lot of, I noticed they do support a lot of like the islands from there, from Mexico.
Yeah. Actually, Mexico has been pretty great for me as a YouTuber, and I thank them a lot for that. I think that the thing with me is that I talk like the Spanish, like the international Spanish. some people from my country see me and tell me, wait, man, why are you talking like that? We as Dominicans don't speak like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I tell them, well, I'm not speaking to them.
It's more universal. It's more for everyone.
Yeah,
it's not for
Dominicans. Yeah. And when you do that, it sounds like a little bit fake because you're using words that they are not commonly used.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're talking correctly.
Yeah.
You know? And when I do that, I think that I got the opportunity to connect with people that don't talk like us. And mm-hmm. for me, it's great. I think that people in my country are gonna recognize that on the time, and they're gonna say, oh man, that was a great idea. Actually,
I know you want to also get attention from like the bigger companies in the United States and stuff, because honestly it would be cool to see like Nintendo, Microsoft, Sony maybe start doing events here. I mean, maybe to promote any future games that's coming out, I think it would be cool, something different, I think, right?
Yeah, and it's very expensive for us. Small YouTubers like me, for example, when the Xbox came out, the Xbox One, I had to import, like, I think that maybe it was the first one. And it costs a lot of money. I'm talking about when the Xbox One was like $500.
Yeah, $499, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And I had to pay like taxes for that. So it actually was like $700 or $800 just for that.
And we're talking about the original Xbox One.
The day one Xbox, I had the unboxing on my channel. And the same goes for the PlayStation. We have to buy it like first day. We got to be the first one. And you spend a lot of money. So it would be nice if somebody say, hey, let's send this guy something so they can unbox it or do something like that, because actually we are supporting their products. So,
yeah, I agree.
I have videos that have like 600,000, 700,000 talking only about Xbox or PlayStation products or games, so that would be nice. Some support.
And I know, has there been issues downloading games here? Because at first you said the internet speed is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I'm a little worried because now with the Xbox One X is coming out.
Yes.
4K and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe the file size is going to be even bigger. So besides that, the download size, has there been even any issues downloading games from, you put yourself, like your account, Dominican Republic? Is mm-hmm. that like hard for you to get content and, you know, because of the region and stuff or what?
Yeah. There are two things. First, the games right now are huge. Like when you have a game that weighs around 100 gigabytes, it's a really big game. And when you got internet speeds like 10 megabytes, you have to wait a few days for a game to download. Mm-hmm. So that's a problem. And actually to create content and to upload content, it's a bigger problem because you have like a fraction of the download speed. So if you had 10 megabytes for download speed, you only got like 1 megabyte to upload. So it's very common for me to upload like 3 videos. I have to leave it like at 12.
And
then wake up and let me see which one got uploaded, something like that. So but we get around it. Yeah.
So I know one of the questions that I asked the crew, I was interviewing Alejandro and Angelica and a couple other people, they were mentioning to me that also because of the region, there's some games it won't allow you to download. So how they told me from their point of view how they work around that. So why? I mean, they told me about the Xbox One, I think, and a little bit from the mm-hmm. PlayStation. So from your point of view, are there any other workarounds that you try to?
Of course, we are all Americans here. that's the workaround. If you're an American, then you don't have any problem. You can download any game. So that's like the workaround.
Oh my God, that's great. So you definitely got to put yourself as an American. Is there? Other people maybe put like Europe
or
Japan.
The thing is that we are, as Dominicans, we are what people call like a tiger, un tigre. That means like you get your way around one way or another. So there's people that have like, for example, on PlayStation Network, they have like European accounts and American accounts. And when a promotion goes for the Europeans, they are
they
European.
Go, like, oh,
yeah. That's me. I'm from Spain. So that's what they do.
So, I'm just like fascinated with the whole like how it is gaming wise over here. So. Physical disc, like, is it a common thing, or now people are more focusing on the whole digital side?
Actually, I'm kind of surprised that there is not like digital is not first here. I still see a lot of people with a lot of game. If you see around, I don't have any game.
All digital.
all digital. So if I have something physical, it's a GameCube game. I have like a GameCube collection. But I said from the Wii U moment, I said everything's gonna be digital for me from now, and it's been great for me. But the thing is that people think that they are losing value when they go digital, because when you got something physical,
they can't trade it.
They can trade it. Yeah. And that is like a currency for third world country gamers, mm-hmm. to have video games. Mm-hmm. So when you have like a stack of 20 games, you got something you can trade off. But when you got a stack of 200 digital games, you have not.
Like, the thing I'm a little bit worried about that is because, you know, there's a lot of great independent games.
Yes.
That's only available digitally. And yeah. sometimes they don't have enough buzz for them to start doing retail, a physical version. And yeah. stuff. So I'm a little bit worried about that. Because
yeah, they got missed on the yeah.
So do people support indie games here?
Yeah.
I mean, I know this. I know I talked to a few people. Yeah. They do, but how big is?
Nah, it? I don't think it's big. I don't think people. It's not gonna like buy Stardew Valley before a Call of Duty. So. That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, it's more mainstream stuff.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. But if you're like a really a gamer, a true super play, like I call it, yeah. then you're on all the stuff, and you're gonna get your games. It doesn't matter if they are indie. If you like playing Limbo, you're gonna buy Limbo.
Yeah,
you're gonna get your way around. So,
what are your thoughts of the E3? Because I know Alejandro was showing me a video that yeah. I think you had like a prediction or something.
Yeah,
you had to eat like a hot pepper.
Oh man, it went so bad because I made like 5 predictions. And I got
what was the prediction? I'm curious. Like,
it was kind of stupid. Now that I think about it, yeah. I lost 4 of 5, so I ate a lot of. Pepper is how you call
yeah,
it?
Yeah, pepper. Hot pepper. Yeah.
Hot pepper, like yeah. the red hot. Okay, chili.
Pepper,
okay.
yeah. I saw you eating. I'm like, oh, man, he looks like he's yeah. suffering right now.
Yeah,
like,
I was coffee. Suffering. Yeah, because I said that they were going to show, like, gameplay for Death Stranding. Not even a trailer. Yeah. yeah, and actually, I said that for Final Fantasy VII. No.
Nothing.
Smash Brothers for Switch. Nothing. And they show Metroid Prime.
I predicted that, too. Like, oh, man. They're gonna announce Smash Brothers.
Of course, because they show arms and they got Splatoon and they're going like really huge on esports. And I say, yeah. oh man, Smash Bros. And yeah. they show Metroid Prime 4. Nobody expected that.
No, nobody expected that. That was not on my list.
Yeah, that was like my biggest surprise on the E3 and stuff like that. So I think that the only way that I predicted it was kind of hard. It was like the price of the Xbox One X.
Okay, my prediction. I thought they were gonna say $399.
Oh, no, because the thing is the PS4 Pro is $399.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, because, you know, in the beginning when Xbox One was announced and PlayStation 4 was announced, mm-hmm. Xbox One used to bring Kinect.
Yeah.
So they said $499. I'm like, oh, man, it's only probably going to be the same. Yeah. And Sony said, no, $399. So I was like, okay, maybe it's going to be all around.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be $399.
Do you have a Kinect? I don't know.
Yeah, I have a Kinect.
Do you have a Kinect? And do you use it?
I used it more for, because, you know, I'm sometimes lazy. I don't want to get up.
Wow.
I'm like, I'll play Netflix. But I never use it for games. Like, well, there was a couple games I used it, like Dance Central.
Yeah. But you can use Cortana.
Yeah. Also. Well, yeah. But you could do that thing with your headset.
Yeah, no, with Cortana.
Yeah. yeah but yeah. I never, I removed Kinect.
Okay. I think that you're like the first people I know that actually use Kinect. yeah. Because nobody used that.
No, I mean, nobody used it. Like, I know... In the States, I was using it more for
Xbox turn on something
turn
like.
On or just like multimedia stuff like play yeah. pause. You know, at first there was a couple games that I really really loved for Kinect. Dance Central to me was the best. Getting
yeah yeah
together, it was
yeah.
cool. It was something
yeah.
different.
Yeah,
but I think that's the only one.
I mean,
there was another one called Fantasia. It wasn't really.
Yeah, I know that.
But that's about it, you know.
Yeah, but the thing with the PS4 Pro is that they actually, Phil Spencer said that this console was a lot more powerful than a PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
So it wasn't going to be like the same price. It yeah. was like 2 for PS4 Pro, something like that. So I thought that it can be the same price. Actually, if it was the same price, it would be great.
Yeah.
But that's like.
So are you getting an Xbox One X?
No, I won't.
No, you're going with your original Xbox.
Yeah, because the thing is that this one actually works well, and I have all my games. I get of who the people for that console is. Yeah. And I feel pretty great with
Good. And it's not like they're forcing you to buy it.
Yeah, so and good. Actually, I like that. I'm not gonna buy one, but I like that they have like these generations between generations.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because they can launch games with the best graphical fidelity, and then you don't have to wait for the Xbox 2, for example.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
For that's me, true. That's right.
Now you know what? I have the Switch here, so I'm gonna show you right
Ooh.
Now. I'm gonna show you the Switch right now because you haven't seen it.
Go ahead, go ahead.
All right, so let me open it up right here. So I have a couple games. I have
physical games.
I only have one physical. Everything okay. is digital.
And the
only reason was because I was just so hyped. I didn't want to wait to download Zelda.
So oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
the
yeah.
only reason.
You're not as hype as me because I got it on Wii U. That's as much hype as you can all right, be.
So look, this let me go over here. This is the Switch. So I have a couple games there. I want you to try out. Let's go with Mario Kart. You want to try Mario Kart? You play yeah. Mario Kart on the Wii U.
I got it.
You got it? Okay.
I got all the games that they have.
So there you go. So it's the same game. It's just
adding
more stuff, you know, and it's good for people that never played.
Actually, Mario Kart. I like that because I think that they are like really great games that got missed because they were on the Wii U.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that Mario Kart is an excellent game. Excellent.
I think it's one of the best games from the.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay,
there you go.
I got it.
You got it.
Okay. So I actually feel the same way for a Smash, and I want to see a Pikmin on the Switch.
Pikmin, yeah. I like that. That was one of my predictions. I was like, Pikmin?
Nah, man. That's like at the end of the. Yeah. Yeah, but that.
But you know, I really loved Pikmin from the Wii U.
Man.
I think people really slept on
it. Yeah, man. It's like, for me, it's the best Shigeru Miyamoto game. Pikmin.
Yeah.
For
I mean, I put. Yeah. Say, you think it was the best?
Yeah, think about it. Because, for example, when you think on Zelda games and something like that, there's a lot of people working like on Zelda. Actually, Shigeru Miyamoto is like a producer on Zelda.
Yeah,
he's not like the director or something
not
like
anymore,
that. Yeah, so actually, Pikmin is like the most.
And it's very unique too.
Yeah, and it's like the best game for players. That's like it's like a game for gamers. There is not something that you can give a controller for someone and then you get away with that like Mario Kart or something like that.
Yeah.
You actually have to invest some time, and the game is wonderful. Some people have put a lot of thought into that game.
So let me ask you, because we talked a lot about YouTube, a lot of like the current games. What was like the first game that made you become a gamer back in the days?
Well, the thing is that the first game that made me a gamer was the first game that I played, and that was Mario, the first Mario on Nintendo.
Yes.
On NES.
Yes.
It wasn't the first Mario, but the first one on NES. And it's actually kind of stupid, but the thing that I like is that when you were Mario, you can press like down several times,
mm-hmm.
and I say that he was making like el baile del perrito. That's why.
El baile del perrito.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It's like a '90s thing. it's like a music that said el baile del perrito. Yeah. Actually, it means like the dance of the dog.
The dance of the
and
dog.
For me, that was awesome. Oh, look at Mario doing the baile del perrito, and then
that would be a great YouTube moment, right?
Yeah,
there.
I found out that if you speed like really much and then you jump and got like sideways, you can do the moonwalk for Michael Jackson.
Yes.
And it blew my mind, like, oh man, there's so many dances hidden in it. Oh.
that is so cool
it was great. I got to say, like, the screen for the Switch look actually a lot better than the one for the Wii U.
Yeah, so, right. It's more bright. It's more.
Yeah. So, and I hear the people complaining about like the battery and stuff like that. But man,
no, I think. I travel a lot. That's why I always bring my Switch. So, usually now the airplanes already have plugs,
like for charging.
Plugs, yeah, and usually those games, like let's say Zelda, Mario Kart, ARMS, those games are gonna last like maybe 3 hours.
Yeah, man. Why do you need more than that?
No, but I have a lot of indie games, so that lasts a very long time.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, it doesn't bother me. I'm good with it.
For me, I don't play like so long sessions, like 2-3 hours. I don't tend to do that.
Well, I mean, when you're traveling.
That's another thing. But I think that a lot of people get confused. For example, me as a YouTuber, people think that I play a lot of games.
I don't.
I like the least gamer.
So you're more of a multiplayer type
person. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And actually, I'm like more like a Halo guy, something like that, like a Battlefield guy, something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't invest that much time. I don't have like a way to do that. I can play an hour if I got lucky and extremely attached to a game, I would play 2 hours. And then I would lie on the bed looking to the ceiling like, whoa, man, that was like... But the thing for YouTubers is that you actually do more time...
Editing and all that.
Editing,
and creating content.
Yeah. And people think that... For example, I got my Xbox One off right now. But if I... Every time I get online, I have to be like offline with like invisible. Because if I get online, then I got a lot of
followers and friends.
Yeah, messages and inviting me to group and stuff like that, and I can play. So people go ahead. Oh man, this dude never goes online.
Yeah.
So the thing is that if you're creating content about gaming, you can be gaming that much, you know. And people don't understand that. So when they see me, oh man, I can play more Call of Duty than you. I say, yeah, of course.
So. Here in Dominican Republic, I notice there's more PlayStation owners than Xbox. Why is that?
Well, first, PlayStation is an older console. It's like the first PlayStation was really huge here. Gran Turismo was like a big thing here. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, PlayStation never went down. So PlayStation 2 was really huge. And then the 3. And then... So I think that when people got to Xbox, it was around Xbox 360. And... Sony people were a lot more than us, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I noticed, do you have a PlayStation?
Yeah,
do you play more Xbox or PlayStation?
Yeah, I play more Xbox.
Why is that?
I think it's for the community thing. First, I like more how they handle all the Xbox Live features from the beginning.
Okay.
When you bought an Xbox, you got a headset. And that's not a thing on PlayStation. That's a new thing on PlayStation 4. So when you were playing something like Battlefield, you could communicate with the gamers through your headset. And that's like a very Xbox thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I got attached to the community and I got like my library there. But as a YouTuber, I have like everything. The only thing that I don't have is like a Switch, and I'm gonna get one like... Somebody's gonna bring. Yeah,
her is really expensive here, man.
I don't know. I'm not gonna buy it here.
How much is it? I don't know. How much? Switch?
Like 500, something like that.
500 pesos.
Yeah, but
that's like $500.
Dollars. Yeah, but
500 pesos is nothing, right?
Whoops. But what you can do is to like a workaround is to buy it and somebody can bring it to you here, so you don't have to pay taxes and so I can buy a Switch for 300 if I have somebody. Comment.
There's always a way.
Yeah, there's always a way.
So, I forgot to mention this to you. There's the whole E3, the press conferences.
Yes.
What was it that out of the three companies, Nintendo, Sony, or Microsoft, which company got the most attention from you? Like, wow, okay, this is good for this year and next year.
Oh, Xbox, man.
Xbox?
Yeah, Microsoft. They are very bold right now. When Phil Spencer took over, it was like a really good change for us as gamers. And I said, and PlayStation, they were basically showing games, and they didn't show like the big games that people wanted to see, like Last of Us 2, something like that. Mm-hmm. But the Xbox One X is like something that I never seen something like that before. I know we got the PS4 Pro, but they are taking it like to the next level.
Okay.
And they are very committed to it. So I think it's not going to be like on PlayStation where some games are going to get like a patch for work correctly, take the performance to the next level. I think that with Xbox, it's going to be like more supported. And it's like the only console right now that you have like all the generations in one console. You can play Xbox original games, Xbox 360, and Xbox One. So... That's pretty huge.
That's cool, man. That's very cool. So, mention for those that want to check out your YouTube channel.
Yeah, you can check me out on Super Jugadores. It means super players. I don't know if you gonna find me.
I'll put it in the description.
Yeah, but you're gonna see like a guy with a black beanie and always wearing black. That's me.
That's why are you always wearing black? There's a reason. You're known for that.
No, it's just that I don't like colors.
You don't like colors?
Actually,
if
you pay attention, nothing here have color.
You know what? Actually, he has the original Xbox, which is black.
Yeah.
He has the Steam machine is black. The Wii U is black too.
Everything. The
camera, the TV, everything.
And this room wasn't white. I have to paint it. Look at the wall behind you. It's not painted yet.
Yeah, it's not painted.
Yeah, so everything is black or white.
That's cool. cool, man. Yeah. Nah, but it was an honor, man, talking to you, man. It's yeah. great. Keep it up. I love seeing that, you know, Dominicans are still doing their thing.
Yeah.
No matter what. There's always a way.
Yeah, you're doing your thing right there, then.
Yeah, thanks a lot,
so
man.
I hope... I actually trying to go there, so maybe we can hook up and
yeah,
do
definitely,
something.
Definitely, man. Yeah. All right, but thanks a lot, man. Oh, for Twitter, Xbox... not Xbox. Wow.
No, I...
Instagram. Instagram.
So, yeah, I'm not an Instagram guy. No, I have it, like, for having... just to get the name.
What, Twitter, Facebook?
Just follow me on YouTube. I think that's
the focus.
Yeah, the thing is, I won't reply for nothing. I won't upload a picture of me having dinner or something. I won't do that. So just check my content on YouTube, and that's what I do, and I hope you like it. I'm representing not only for the Dominicans, but for the Hispanic people, Latin people that are trying to compete with the big YouTubers out there. Most of them are from Europe or they are American, so I think that I have a good chance, and I really focus, and I'm doing my best, and I'm not gonna stop.
Nah, man, keep it up, man. But thanks a lot, man, for the interview.
Thanks, Danny.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, thanks to Mecha, man. Great, great interview. If you want to know more about his website and YouTube channel, just look up and search Supel Jugadores. I'm going to put his name on the description here of this episode so you can find out more about it. Check out his YouTube channel and make sure to subscribe if you like this content. This episode of Gamertag Radio is sponsored by Western Digital. With Western Digital, you're now able to get solid state drives and hard drives to fit unique needs. When you add the superior performance of a WD solid state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speeds so you can boot your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with a reliable WD hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed videos, podcasts, and more, all in a single place. And for a limited time, Gamertag Radio listeners, you can get 20% off WD SSDs with coupon code WDGTR. Find out more at WD.com/GTR. A big thank you to Western Digital. They've been supporting us, you know, the whole month of June, and also in the future too. They're going to be supporting us. But it was awesome of them to give us this special offer, limited time offer, 20% off, you know, their solid state drives with a coupon code WDGTR. So take advantage of this. I even had it during my interview with Mecha. I mentioned to him about WD and Western Digital. And he's like, you know, we talked about that too. And that's the thing too. Like, you know, YouTubers and people that are planning to create video content like that, I think it's very important for you to get extra space, that this will help you to not worry so much. Oh my God, my computer is running slow and I have a lot of stuff here, you know, and especially now with all this 4K content coming out later this year, on, you know, like Xbox One X, and you know, you really could do that with the PlayStation 4 Pro. You want to capture that and you want to edit it in your computer. This is the perfect thing to have, man. So take advantage of this one more time. Limited time offer, Gamertag Radio listener, 20% off. You're not going to find this nowhere else. That's the WDSTDs coupon code WDGTR. And if you want more information about this, just go to WD.com/GTR. All right, so this Saturday is my birthday. I'm planning to take a break. I've been recording a lot while the guys have been, you know, relaxing and stuff, because it's been a crazy, crazy month, you know, in June. You know, so thanks everybody that's been supporting us and everything. It was really, really cool and amazing getting the support from everybody. You know, we checked out our numbers during the week of E3, and wow, it was insane, insane, insane. And for those that don't know, we always get like our stats, you know, CBS Radio, the whole team, they always send this to us weekly and monthly. So during the week of E3, we managed to be the number one podcast out of the whole CBS Radio Play.it podcast network for the first time ever. So that was awesome. You know, believe it or not, they have a lot of cool podcasts, you know, Dream Champs. They have 60 Minutes. You know, Amber Rose just launched a podcast a couple months ago. Stassi has a podcast up in there too. A lot of big podcasts that you can get in there. And, you know,
it was really cool to hear that we were like number one for the first time, you know. And it was, you know, it was all because of you and because of us working hard, getting that content for you guys, you know. So big thank you for the support and for downloading. It doesn't matter if you got us from iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, anywhere. Just thank you for at least giving us that chance, you know, for you guys to check out our content and stuff. So much appreciated, man. All right, so we're gonna wrap this up right here, and the guys are gonna come back next week. Brand new episode of Gamer Tag Radio. Hopefully, you guys are enjoying your, you know, the summer vacation and everything. So, hit us up. Any questions, voicemails, we have them. We're gonna play in the future. Stay tuned. We have some cool stuff coming. All right, so stay tuned and thanks a lot. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.